Joining us now for market analysis, Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Arlen, in the grain and oilseed trade, it's been mostly green on the screen here today with the soy complex leading the way. Your thoughts on some of the higher moves here in the grain trade today?
Yeah, surge in demand for soy meal this morning is really behind the strength in soybeans. We saw this a couple of days ago when we had the strike in Argentina. That strike was quickly resolved, and so we pulled back, and now today that demand has come back. And so we're pushing the July soy meal contract to new, was it 3-month highs? And that's providing some energy beneath the soybean market. The question is this going to become a rally to sell? I do think that we're going to see increased selling by Brazilian farmers into this rally, and no doubt a little bit of U.S. Farmers selling into it as well. But for now, we've got some good strength in corn prices also getting supported with some positive chart signals there, triggering some fund short covering and buying. In fact, we've generally seen a positive mode toward the grain and oilseed complex as a whole, with treasury yields going lower and kind of a risk-on atmosphere on Wall Street.
And thinking of Wall Street, we obviously got the Fed wrapped up yesterday, and no change to interest rates. Kind of, I don't know, it depends on what you read, the messaging and the recap of the messaging from the Fed yesterday. It seemed like some interesting comments out from Fed Chair Powell.
Fed Chair Powell says that he's committed to the 2% mandate. We've been above 3% inflation for the last 3 years. He says that current policy is restrictive enough to get us down to the 2%. So don't worry about any more rate hikes. The next move will likely be a rate cut. The only question is, when will that be? It seems to really discount the stimulus happening on a fiscal standpoint right now and how this economy continues to remain resilient as a result. And every time he talks dovish, it tends to give a bump to consumer spending, which also bumps inflation pressures as well. We got productivity data out for the first quarter this morning showing a surprisingly unexpected big jump in productivity costs, labor productivity costs of 4.7% annualized in the first quarter of this year. So it looks like we've got some conflicting data points here between what the Fed says and what's actually happening.
How about the livestock trade? It sounds like this cattle market getting some positive news on the bird flu front with the ground beef testing here, and that seems to be giving us a chance to really gain back pretty much all we lost on the day Wednesday here, Arlen.
Big down day yesterday. Worries about what the USDA would announce, when they would announce it, what would be announced, and how would it be reported, and what would the impact be on the consumer. But then late yesterday, we got the announcement that the test on ground beef at the retail level found no bird flu virus. And so the market reacting very positively to that news today. We still don't have the results of the other tests, but giving a big sigh of relief in the marketplace today with money flow coming back in, especially for feeder cattle demand.
And once again, that's Arlen Suderman with StoneX for our midday commentary. Coming up this afternoon, we'll talk markets with Brian Doherty from Total Farm Marketing. We'll also talk with SDSU Extension's Jason Clark about a new digital fertilizer tool that might come in handy. All that more coming up this afternoon on Market Talk. That's going to do it for our midday commentary for Thursday, May 2nd. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.